Hello, and welcome to the Librarians and Leviathans podcast. Tonight, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present The Ghost and Schrodinger's Virgin, a Bookhounds of London game featuring Neil as William Buckley, the Book Scout, Lee as Brian Kent, the Old Oxonian, Jiminy as David DeLacy, the publisher, Nigel as Rick Astley, the esoteric author, Will as Douglas Merrill, the medium, and me, Chim, as the late Eustace Folks.
You're not Delta Green scenario then?
Message me and I'll send you it.
Oh.
Or just buy the bundle on itch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give me some contact details, I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I might actually get to. I'm meant to take a man wearing 3D spectacles series, cardboard spectacles series.
Point of me, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no evidence.
Right, second act. We've got the direction of what the tilts are.
Mm-hmm. Cold-blooded score settling and a sudden reversal.
Don't feel that if somebody uses one of those, that it's sort of like only one. So there can be lots of blood
reversals.
Yeah.
sorry, I'm just like thinking of the end of that film that was
the wood chipper.
No. There's the cop film, The Departed, Martin Scorsese, and at the end of that, everybody on both sides turns out to be double agents and shoots each other. And I'm just like, aha, aha, aha. And by the fourth time it happens, it just started getting hilarious with me. But it's like,
that's right. Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes, with the extra shot. Mm. Which I love the fact that it's just. The thumbs of the film. But what about the extra shot?
That's for you to design, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Nigel, to you. So, the idea is now that, because we're in the second act, we've set out with what's happening, we're aware of where we're going. So, to use the uncouth Americanism, talk the hell out of it.
Right. Well, I think I've got violent revenge sorted. Those Nordic runes are going to do that for me. Not necessarily to the same person or the right person, but
you don't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes. So I think I've sent my enemies in the cult to their doom by sending that list to the Chinese. No, hang on, not to the Chinese.
The Americans,
yeah. So yeah, we say that was definitely then a list of...
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
No. On the back of the list is the Moonic Runes. It depends on who manages to get rid of it last.
Right. Oh. So that's currently still sat for some reason with DeLacy.
Yes, he may have taken it out there. There's also my manuscript with a similar sheet of treated paper. Who's got that? You've got that.
You could have been a bit slow there, mate, pointing. Yeah, I hadn't quite finished the sentence before you were pointing to me.
I'm
just excited because I
know
that
about
bit.
The ghost? No, I don't know about the ghost. But I do know that there is another bookhound who's surprisingly efficient that I could possibly use to get access to a certain occult material there. And I've heard rumours that there's somebody who has quite a bit of money, but I've discounted that.
So the only thing I would sort of bear in mind is you've only got two scenes.
Yes.
So it's, I suppose it's, what do you want to put the priority for Astley?
Yes, so I think I can discount the ghost and the medium because I can deal with them later if I wanted to get certain.
You don't even know about the ghost.
No,
yeah.
So, but yeah. So, I'm saying
that can be discounted.
Those players over there, I can discount.
That's an easy discount, yeah.
Because, I mean, I might need you later to find books of occult significance, but not that. I think I've disposed of my rival.
So is it just that sacrifice?
Yeah, you're looking for a sacrifice.
Yeah, or at least building up to the next big ritual.
The only thing is, yeah, it's sort of like with the second act, you want to sort of work on what we've already got.
Yeah, I suppose you haven't really laid any groundwork.
And, yeah, that's the thing.
He keeps talking about the big ritual.
But... So some stuff ends up every time I play this, some stuff just falls by the wayside.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, or would you be open for the rest of the table to suggest a scene?
No, I thought the Lacey's sister might be crucial to the grand
sister.
Yes. Once I've got rid of Lacey, I can manipulate his sister into, come here, my dear, lay on this piece of stone.
That's a lot to try and squeeze into just two scenes, you know.
Mm.
Yes.
We haven't, but.
Yes, I'm a little short of connections.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we could try and build in more scenes featuring you because
we were a bit short
on that earlier on.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to try and kickstart something about rituals, then we can work on it.
Yes. So what I'm going to do.
I'm going to contact
the successful bookhound who's known for managing to collect just the right books there. And he's now put on his mask, so we don't know who he is.
It's the masked bookhound of old London town.
It is I,
and... I send him a message through Bookhound's channels. I don't know which shop he's currently working for, but I'm only too happy to send a message saying, I have need...
How can you take a man with that?
I have a need for... Let's see. Oh. A copy of the relay text... Because I'm about to conduct a great summoning. I've got a virgin lined up.
Oh, I don't need to know the details.
I just do the books.
Yes, I just do the books. Yes. Less I know, the better.
I need a copy of the relay text.
That's all I need to know.
How easy would it be to acquire?
What do I know about the have you got any provenance for the tome?
Well, I understand there's several copies about, but they're jealously guarded. So you might have to take extreme measures to acquire it from
a collection,
a present donor.
A museum, perhaps?
Indeed, perhaps indeed. It library. Could be the... The British Library has a copy.
Ah, yes.
I think we could stop that there, actually, just with that straight suggestion of the bodily... You know there's what a copy in the bodily is.
Yes.
Because that does tie things up well. I would say that's a positive for you.
All right. Yeah.
So, which colour dice?
White.
White.
So, big number.
They're just tokens at the moment.
At the moment.
Mm.
Yes, I know they're only tokens.
So,
yeah, you want
jump over to you. The Delessi.
Where is Delessi going to go as soon as he finds out that he's been robbed?
I was going to say, yeah, are you thinking of, is it an extrapolation of him being burgled, or is it him? Because how close did you two get to actually you supplying a copy of the...
We'd arranged a meeting.
That was it. Thank you. Yes.
Guess
it. Yes, because...
So, yeah, is it... Is he trying to shake you down? Or...
yeah, thanks. Let's
very suspicious of Merrill. Yes,
I was asking some suspicious, uncomfortable questions, and then suddenly you get burgled, and I approach you out of nowhere.
Actually, that's a very good point, that.
Yeah.
I was,
that's, yeah, I, yeah. Dock Green Police Station has a very reliable policeman.
Or Kent, so desperate for his next shot of parchment mummy powder.
That's very, very good suggestion as well.
Do you suspect that Kent killed me?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Are you even aware that
Fawkes?
Are you even aware that Fawkes is dead?
Yeah.
Doesn't even know.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah, Delessi has got absolutely no clue.
So you don't have someone in... You don't already know someone who you know has previous...
Yeah.
I will throw this out here purely because the tilt is the fact that if you feel Merrill's in some way done the dirty on you... Is there the potential of you actually thinking you are turning the tables on it, whether he was in it involved or not? Yeah, that's... By the way, I say that purely as much sort of like from the game we're playing, being Fiasco, actually mistakenly going after someone who isn't actually responsible.
And
you'd feel obviously betrayed completely by Kent, because it's like you know he's a junkie.
That's true. Who would I...
Why would I actually burgle? What would my motivations be for trying to burgle your place when you're just about to pay me a load of cash? But we could play that out if you want to try and confront me with it, and I'm going, why would I do that?
You already said you had the book. With no evidence, no proof that you did have
it. Actually, yeah, that's
interesting. So, I mean, you know, from that end, it's like, all you know is yes, you're right. You've been contacted by someone that says they've got what you want. They've agreed terms. Didn't do the deal there.
Suggesting stuff about that, but you've not actually said anything concrete.
No.
You do actually know something concrete. Kent actually does know what goes on in the study.
By the way, I do think, Will, that is a good suggestion, is the fact that, Kent sort of like is borderline junkie here, isn't it?
I don't mean there's any borderline about.
Yeah, all right, okay. Come on, I'm trying to be, you know, could you a little
being,
bit slapper?
Being driven into it by the
He hunter. Has no redeeming features. So, you know, whatever he's got
I'm blinded by the fact that I like you. You see, you as a person, so I can't imagine you playing it.
I've got a timeline question.
Yep.
Where does the burglary fit in with... Did you come home from the club and discover that you've been burgled?
Oh, good call.
Yes.
That's a good call.
So, for example, if someone had come to see you in the club and engaged you in conversation for some time, that would have made sure you were not at home while someone else...
Yeah, I would say because there was no this is a flashback or a flash forward, I think it's chronological.
Yeah.
So there was that meeting and then burgled, but... So to my mind, that could have been happening at the same time, relatively, or...
Well, he might think it has, is the point.
Yes.
So you could, for example, think that he was distracting you while he burgled you.
or alternatively gives me a good alibi.
Yeah.
It depends on who you want to play the scene with and how you want to play it. Do you want to do the meeting?
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Right.
Go with the, do you go want with the to dice do roll.
Meeting at Bermondsey.
So I meet you.
Yes.
I meet you.
At Bermondsey in the cafe.
In the.
Right. Okay. Beforehand.
I'm in Merrill.
Yes. For the benefit of the tape. Yes. So, Merrill beforehand knows that sometimes some of his business dealings require a little bit of muscle, shall we say? So, would someone like to play an NPC piece of muscle, hulking brute that can lurk in the background just in case things go south? South of the river.
And similarly,
this just escalates. It might just either meet face to face, or you're both going to have an army of henchmen.
No. I'm just going to have a single henchman.
Yeah, correct.
I'll play a single henchman.
Similarly, I will have a gardener. I take along.
Yeah,
I'm going to suggest to you because I think you might stumble across them in Bowman's Book Market.
Well, in the cafe.
In the cafe.
Well, yeah, I mean, because...
You're remembering how we looked to get out.
I mean, because if Kent has had a sniff that, you know, someone has the book and he knows that a deal's been done, he's cut out, so...
Okay.
Yep.
Got Let's to put that right I think in some sort of violent fashion.
Yeah. Yep. I think you two, in the cafe...
Yeah. Yes, and I'm going to have, like, Kenny Sullivan... is going to be my henchman.
Just on a nearby table. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Kenny, on a nearby table, just happens to be in the cafe at the same time. Doesn't get
condensation on the window.
My man Holland will be.
Yes.
I'm drawing in the condensation.
Ah.
I'm trying to draw scary things. Yeah. It's very hard.
I've gone.
Single drop of water.
Come on then.
I've gone south of the river.
You too.
It's like, right, okay.
Ah, we meet again. Well, that's an interesting book. Tell me,
is the tome you requested?
It is the book that we were discussing. I think I don't even bother to look at it.
Good girl.
What tell me, what ulterior purpose do you have?
Money. To be comfortable.
To be not have all that you need?
No.
Really?
Who does? In this milieu that we find ourselves mired in. It's we have the financial collapse of the American markets. We're trapped with the rising fascists within Nazi Germany. We have the communists fighting the Nazis in Spain. We have the communists in Russia looking down upon us and threatening a worldwide revolution where the proletariat come in and rise up to shake off the shackles of whatever Marx was on about before he died and got buried in Highgate. It's like, no, I do not feel secure within this thing. All I want is a nice library somewhere where I can enjoy the fruits of my labours and be untroubled by the spirits of the past, so to speak.
Indeed. Well, what are you implying?
Let us just say I just want peace in our time.
Well, peace and tranquility is something I care about too. My peace and tranquility has been rather disturbed. People have taken from me.
Good Lord!
Are you surprised?
I am. Who would do such a thing?
Perhaps somebody who distracted me. while those goods were taken.
I beg your pardon? What are you implying?
All of a sudden, somebody speaks to me at length about a matter that they deem to be incredibly important, and I find that my own private estate has been violated, ransacked, and robbed at the same time.
Good Lord, while we were at the club?
Yes.
Outrageous. And you're inferring that I perhaps had something to do with these nefarious scoundrels? Well, if you do not want the term, I bid you good day, sir. I'd get up to leave. I'm walking out the door.
Letting go.
So I signal to Holland to follow him. I just let you go.
Okay.
No. We're being followed.
Oh. Right then, I think with that... Is that... Oh, I don't know. Is that positive or negative for Delays?
Negative for Delays.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted the book.
Yeah, you didn't get the book, I think. Because up front, before you said you'd take it, I was going to say, no matter what plays out between you two, if you got the book, that was, I was going to say that was positive.
Yeah. So, he just accused me of burglaring his place. I'm not going to like do business with
him. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not saying that. You know,
Delays is not interested in the book anymore.
Yeah,
he's just not interested in the book.
Yeah,
actually, that's a good. Yeah, that's almost why I was wondering. Yeah, actually, is it necessarily a negative?
Change of priorities.
Yeah,
yes, and burglarizing. Well,
if Delays is not interested in the book now, he is in the apprehending whoever.
Oh yes,
I think,
but that didn't happen either.
No,
so
I think that yeah,
it's negative.
Looking towards the tilt. So you take a black die. So, Kent,
Mr. Kent.
Well, so would Kent know who's been hawking the book?
So, good point. I'm just thinking.
Does he know that somebody's even been hawking the book?
This is it.
How long is it? Do you think it's been long enough that you've noticed he isn't asking about the book anymore?
No, because I only approached him yesterday. And got burgled.
That, to be honest, though, we could move on. We could. I'm not saying we have to.
But and also, you know, why sully your own hands with a deed if you can point someone else at the person to be dealt with?
Which would be, I would say, that would be appropriate.
So after a. Yeah, the next day after a phone call, because you don't get a resolution with your man on there. So, Kent will track Merle down, I think, won't he?
I mean, you... Cause again, I'm just making a suggestion.
You've got the book. I want the book.
I've got a book.
I want it. I don't know.
You think you want it?
I don't know. I don't know. Kent doesn't even know that. Kent doesn't know there's different copies, so I know I want that book. Kent wants the book.
You
want to sell the book?
Yeah.
Well,
No. Let's do it.
In actual fact, is that not the same? Is that actually this is Kent's, in whatever way, approaching Merle about the book?
Yes.
Is it Kent or is it Darius?
No,
I get what you said, but I'd say it's definitely Kent.
Darius is just to sniff out anything in the occult circles.
Yeah, basically. Surfacing. Yeah,
that's you know.
Could I throw out the fact of the? What was the gentleman's club's called?
The author's club.
Would it be perhaps? Are you actually a member? Also, you've been there.
Yeah.
Is it not? Yeah, is it a case of that Kent just approaches Merrill with a club? See,
what's the membership requirements for the club?
It's
going to be very high. You wouldn't be in.
Good point.
Well, yeah, it's whether I could...
You might be an associate member.
Yeah, I might.
I was thinking that just, yeah, something like that. it just seems an appropriate place. We've used that location before. We know Kent's definitely a member.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think you've already been there.
You're
so
at least allowed in the building sometimes.
Yeah, times, whether yeah. I have, like, I can get in as the guest of somebody else, whether I've got the contacts to get in or whether it's...
So I think, yeah, the scene would then be Kent but approaches yes, Merrill.
The Authors Club is a social Oxford. Club for everyone professionally concerned with the literature and the publishing industry.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It costs £798 per annum.
I'm guessing
and
that's
one-off joining fee. Mm. Okay.
Right then. So, gentlemen.
Keeps riff raff out.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Gentlemen to you then, isn't it?
That's it. Are you Merrill?
I am, sir. And you?
Ah, Kent. We have an acquaintance in common, I understand.
Yes, we do.
Perhaps more than one.
Maybe. Who can tell? Well, in this business, people seem to know a lot of people. Anyway, to beat about the bush, I understand you have a book that was you offered to someone.
That is my business, sir.
Yes.
That does not narrow it down.
Well, it doesn't. So, but this is a book of interest to me, and it's the Book of Shadows.
Oh, really?
Is it still for sale?
Well, I have a volume of the Book of Shadows.
I've just said I want the Book of Shadows. What's...
Ah, well, certainly. What, the... Not to be gauche or anything, but this was the value of the book quoted to me. And that's, the ghost passes this.
Really? Someone quoted you that?
Yes. Yes, ooh. So...
Perhaps I should use them in appraisals if they're going to bump up the price like that. I think they're a bit mistaken.
Well, sir, that is the going price.
No. It's what you say the going price is. I don't think it's worth half that.
Certainly. Done. Half of that, you say?
Half of that.
Well, sir, that is a challenging offer. I would say, write another value that's halfway between and saying, I would say
it's
that.
Still...
But, and perhaps what do you know of a gentleman named... Gentleman named Fawkes.
Fawkes. Didn't he try and blow Parliament up?
Oh!
But that was a long time ago, so I'd have never met the guy.
No. I believe you're being confused. This was one Guido Fawkes. I refer to someone. Perhaps you went to. How much do I know about your history? Just as a quick timeout.
You probably have an idea that I wrote things for people.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I would. This Fawkes' first name was called Eustace.
Eustace? Still, I don't know.
That doesn't ring a bell at all?
I don't think so. But what does this have to do with the matter at hand?
Oh, well, they could do. So the Book of Shadows they were interested in. Well, do you know the provenance of such a book?
No.
No? Ah, very bad.
I want the tome.
Okay, and are you willing to pay the price?
Looks like I said that, but... Knock it down again between the.
But that's sort of 75,
still
62.
So it's still 125% over what I originally asked DeLacy for. DeLacy doubled the price. So that was my starting offer to him, and then so I'm now down to 125%. So I'm like still happy with that price. So I'm gonna go. Well, yes. I obviously don't have the tome with me, but I can arrange. I have a matter that I need to take care of in Oxford, but the day after tomorrow I can bring the tome to a place of your meeting.
That seems more than amicable, and I'll give you my card.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we leave it there?
Yeah.
I think that's a positive for Kent.
Yeah.
Because irrespective of the details of the book, he thinks he's getting the book he wants.
I want the book, that's it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking at the dice.
Oh, no,
he's
got two of each. I know. What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know what to do.
Think tilt.
Okay, so very out thing is the can you, if you feel this book is important, the tone that you wrote yourself, would you feel a connection with it so you'd feel it when we get near?
Maybe.
Yes. So, and what was the things? A sudden reversal. So I'm imagining a scene perhaps where we attempt to burgle the Bodleian. We get distracted by you going, "It's here," and I grab that one, but a security guard finds me, and then suddenly I'm on the run. Is that sudden reversal?
Ooh.
It is that that's a description of a scene that could play out. And so I don't have the book that he asked for, and I'm wanted by the law. And so
and then you'd get a scene to really resolve that.
Yeah, and a sudden...
Yeah, I'm happy with
but
that.
But I don't know...
Do you two feel a need to actually play through that? Because that's sort of...
That's a pretty good description of a scene.
To be honest, if you're comfortable with that. How does that play out for Fox, though? Is it actually positive for Fox because it's actually getting closer? Or actually, is it weirdly negative because it's sort of... It's put the book into Merrill's hands, and quite frankly...
Oh... I've got an idea. So I haunt books. The Bodleian, there's a lot of books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You peg it with my Book of Shadows.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck on another box of the Bodleian.
Yeah. And then I'm going to need to do...
And you're out from under my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that's going to be negative to you, though.
I'm all right.
Okay? Right.
He wants a black dice.
I want a black dice.
Yeah. I thought that. But that leaves you stuck in the Bodleian.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the Bodleian for an unknown period of time.
Yes.
And you are...
So, Merrill's scene. Now he's on the run with the police after him.
Yes.
He'll be wanting some cash.
Yes.
Good point, well made.
Yeah, and I'm gonna. So it's then the day after tomorrow. I'm gonna meet with you to trade the book.
Straightforward. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Trade the non-Fawkes Book of Shadows to get the money
to run away.
Yeah, to run away with does getting you to possess to complete your, what so let's do we need to have a ritual to bind you in the book? Does Kent need a ritual to bind you in the book once you've haunted your Book of Shadows?
I think there's enough information in the Book of Shadows that he will be able to work out how to resolve the haunting.
But the problem is, see, you mentioned the name, which of course I did recognise.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
We are going to meet up.
Yes.
Money will change hands.
Yeah.
I know someone who could do with a sacrifice.
Well, no, Kent would just kill you, I'm afraid.
No, it's like, but I'm not going to trust you because he's already said that he's going, I need money. I, So what I'm going to do is like, I've got guys that will be heavy.
Well, I think you can't keep calling on them. Yeah. You can't keep calling on them. We are in the second act here. This is where shit's meant to be going wrong.
Shit's meant to be going wrong. It's like, okay, do I know of a way of...
You might take precautions of your own.
I'm trying to think about what precautions would I take, an occult precaution, or
you might know a guy,
or whether I'm just going to take precautions of not bringing the book to the meeting. I think.
Well, you could put it in a dead drop and then the meeting is you telling him where it is, for example.
I send somebody else. I send an urchin. That's a good place. I can always find an urchin in 1930s. Right, yeah, I'm gonna.
Where's this going wrong, though?
Oh, he's gonna kill the urchin.
No, but I won't deal with the urchin.
Why would I?
That's good, yeah.
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 Because I don't want to meet with him.
How about he realises you probably don't want to meet with him, and instead of going where you've told him to, he goes to where you actually are?
Yeah, but how's he going to know where I am?
Right, if you send the urchin, I mean, I'll just give him, you know, more than you've offered.
To tell you where you are.
That's how these things work, yeah. So, Kent.
Half of it, yeah.
Remember, things.
Things are
meant to be going wrong.
Okay. Because Kent,
Can I. Can I acquire a gun? In 1930s?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to have the gun on me. So the urchin's going to lead you back to me. And I'm going to realise it. There's the knock at the door. I open the door expecting the urchin to be there. And...
That's Kent.
That's it. It's Merrill. Lovely to see you. I've got your money.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Where's my book?
Okay, just leave the money on there.
Where's my book?
And here's your book.
It doesn't look like a book. You brought a gun to a book exchange.
No. The book's in my right hand. The book's in my left hand.
Oh, yeah,
it's on the table.
Right.
There is a book. It's right there. I'm right-handed. It's on the table. I hold up the book and it's put it back down and then I back away. My right hand is still in my pocket.
Okay, then Kent will fish out a bundle of notes.
A wad of cash.
Old white fivers.
Okay, just leave them there. And you can.
Obviously not old at the time, by the way.
Yes, yes, but I'm going to back up. So my back is like, I'm beside the window, so I'm not silhouetted against the window, just in case he's got some...
come around the back.
Or pushes me out of the window. I've got, so I'm beside the window, like in here, I back up against the side of the window. And so just put the money down. You can take your book and leave. I've not got really time to.
So,
I'm in a bit of a bind, Mr. Kent. I haven't got much time.
Well, why? What's happened?
I'm just going to interrupt. We get to decide whether this works out well or badly for you.
Yes.
Because you chose the scene.
Scene. Yes.
So, do we think this should work out well or badly?
Or should we just have a shooting match?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. Well, I don't think Kent would shoot anyone. He'd probably strangle someone or stab them. But I mean, my plan.
How satanic would you say Kent really is?
Not at all. He only goes to
the meeting.
Just to get him, to get information. Yeah. Kent would be more than happy to hand that money over. And wait for you to leave the property and try and stab you in the back.
I think from a negative point of view is Kent's not getting the book he wants. That's where this is.
But it's not Kent's. What I'm seeing it play out as is that. There's two tones of shadows.
Mm.
The one that Kent needs and the one that he doesn't need, and a wad of money, and me in the flat with him, and how I see it playing out. If it's not going to go badly for me, if it goes well, I get the money. He gets the wrong book, and that's it.
You're still being chased by the police.
Yeah, but I get the money to interact. If it goes badly, it's you lunge for me, shots ring out, I flee the scene.
No. Okay. If Kent works out you're on the lam,
yeah,
then he'll offer to help you. He knows some people that could shelter you.
Mm.
They're a nice bunch of people.
Oh. If you're okay with that, I think that's...
They're very helpful. They all look after their own. And okay. They'll...
Strong appreciation for anonymity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and right. they won't ever let out that you were with them. And all they'll right. help you escape to France.
All right. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have okay. to trust me. So, you so, just follow me.
So you can go... Go, okay. And you do that for out of the goodness of your heart?
No. I'll take the book and half the cash.
Right, done.
Come with me. My car's outside.
Yeah. I'll just follow you.
And you're going to give him that as a negative, yeah. obviously. Yeah.
I've got half the money. I've got Fawkes' Book of Shadows.
And a gun.
And I'm following. And a gun. And I'm following.
And arrived in a nice Italian car.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Boom.
Nice.
We pull it, we go for the countryside, pulling up, go into this mansion with these wrought iron black gates that swing open. We go up the drive to this rather large mansion with small cars outside. It's sort of lit. And is there a bonfire out the back?
And I'm guessing there is.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Right.
Oh. I'm going to throw out what I'm looking for some input actually from the rest of the table, but I think Buckley, bottom drawer, takes an oilcloth bundle, unfolds it, where is 0.455 caliber automatic, dating back to 1917, is
yes.
there.
Yes, I've got Brown and 9mm.
No, I'm not going to be a. No, I'm not going to be a firearms nerd.
Yeah. They were produced. They were. It's one of those sad things. So a lot of Royal Tank Corps officers actually had them because the British Army didn't trust automatics. So a lot of Tank Corps officers used it to go for them. They're as rare as rocking horse teeth. Because an officer, so long as your pistol actually takes 0.45...
British Army ammunition.
Yep, you can have anything you want because you purchase your own. Mm. One of the reasons why I went and sort of said for it. The thing is, though, who would he approach? And would it be a case of looking for bloody revenge upon...
Revenge on me? What the fuck have I done?
Would it be actually, seeing as he hasn't got the envelope, confronting De Lacy?
Well, you have to go after De Lacy, don't you? Because you didn't get what you wanted from the burglary. So
you know what? That'll do me. Are you okay with that, though?
You know, that hasn't changed, has it? So you still need to get that, yeah.
Now, any thoughts on where?
Townhouse.
It's as good a place as any.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Because there's been no indication that I'm a member of the authors
club
yeah.
Mm. Apparently they have an opening now for members not paying their dues.
Soonish.
One of us at least.
Yeah, Townhouse seems good.
I think Buckley could. What's put this in my head as you sort of like saying is actually how does he cope with the sort of like the stress and the strain, and I think it's just a case of badly, and I think because we're in the second act tilt, and I think
settle
some just
scores.
Approach you on the door.
Right, well, Delis is already similarly on the warpath.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he's got Holland in tow, who's been singularly unsuccessful with Merrill.
Yeah.
Presumably you wouldn't open your own front door.
No. Oh. And Merrill is armed. Naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Holland was the reason that the burglary went wrong. The Bodleian.
Maybe.
Anyway, right, okay.
Yes, so Holland asked. And does somebody else want to be Holland?
No.
No?
Okay.
I'll be in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I help you, sir?
I need to see De Lacy. Mr. De Lacy.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but I'm sure he'll see me straight away. I'm sure of that. If you won't mind.
I will interrupt him. Can I say who's calling?
Yes, so you can tell him it's Buckley. It's a very urgent, a very, very urgent matter.
Can you give me any more information than that?
It's regarding some correspondence.
Correspondence. So you've written to them?
The details of the correspondence, I need to speak to Mr. De Lacy myself in person.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that.
So if you'd like to step into the drawing room, I'll see if the master...
Buckley's hand goes into his coat pocket to feel the cold metal.
Reassuring.
Yes.
So he would have known Buckley, the name, at least. You'd have mentioned it.
Yep.
Going, oh, kill. So you'll be shown into the drawing room, and then you'll hear the key in the lock, locking the door. Right.
No, things are going so badly.
I forgot you were there.
I want you in the room. So I want Holland in the room.
Yeah, no, he's in there.
He hasn't got you yet.
He's going to go.
I've shown him into the drawing
room. Yeah,
realizing who he is. Lock the door.
Right.
Make sure he stays there. Okay. Then go and get you. Because you obviously want to get the Purdy out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Something like that.
No, the Thompson.
Thompson, yeah.
No, it's landed generally Purdy.
Oh, yes. So, send Thompson to fetch the Purdy.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we'll come back.
Back.
But and it tooled up. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So I would...
Do you wait?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I think Buckley's now in a position that he realises he's got somebody else to commit burglary. He's not got who he was expected. I think at the moment he doesn't. It's not that he doesn't care. It's now that letter's with you. If things go wrong, that letter is the downfall between him and Astley. He needs that letter off you. Because he sees Astley as a bigger threat than yourself. You're obviously easily intimidated. I'm blaming you, by the way. So, yeah, I'd say this is his, how he thinks he's going to resolve this.
Okay.
And obviously waving an automatic around is really going to help.
Mm. Right then, so we return into the room. You're armed, concealed.
As soon as he'll badly draw out his automatic, I'm not sure who actually to point it at. I'm assuming Holland's got actually holding the shotgun. Or are you both? Or I know it's only me details.
Yeah, you would
no, actually, yeah,
you'd have the long arm, wouldn't you?
It doesn't really actually matter. He doesn't know who to point the pistol at, and he just says, you have the wrong envelope, which I require now, and nobody gets hurt.
Envelope.
An envelope. It would seem that you received the wrong envelope for the last set of pamphlets. So, if we can just exchange envelopes, I'll be gone, and we will never speak of this.
I open my jacket and take out an envelope.
Very badly fumbles. Still not sure who to...
What exactly is going on, Buckley?
You received the wrong envelope. This is your envelope. I require that one.
Wrongly addressing an envelope is not usually a matter for which you draw a weapon, Buckley.
This is a very serious matter as far as I'm concerned.
I have been subject to a very serious matter, Buckley. Do you know anything about that serious matter, Buckley? Does it have anything to do with this envelope, Buckley? Is it serious enough to rob my study?
Okay, do we want this to end well or badly? Because I'm thinking the gun goes, he doesn't mean to, but the gun goes off and maybe shoots Holland.
Who inadvertently pulls the trigger and kills both of them.
No, there's one more scene to go.
Yeah, we still got another.
No, I'm happy with Holland getting it.
I'm happy with Holland getting it because he's an NPC, but we want the major characters.
We don't have to. But I'm with you. Yeah.
A related question. Have you seen what's on the envelope?
I've not looked into
that relevant?
No.
Have you seen it? But he's got
the address.
I will, having been piqued, my interest being piqued, I'll look at the address.
And that's when Holland takes like a step space to the side.
Oh!
And then you...
BAM!
That's it.
Should we draw a...
Yeah.
Close to that there, then.
Nasty red stain in the
wall. Poor Holland, we hardly knew him.
With that, while all our ears are horribly ringing, except for Holland, who's dead!
Yeah. The question I've got is, that was that good or a bad end?
That was a bad ending.
A bad ending. Let's face it, it's the real...
That is a bad ending. Committing murder.
It's tantamount to murder, isn't it?
Yes.
or attempted murder, or whatever.
Well, he succeeded.
Did he?
In the scheme of things, you don't know. I mean, that's why. I mean, so let's say Will is that. I still could have shot you. Doesn't mean that you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but it's still.
Because that's what I was like thinking in the last scene where between you and I could have left you. I could be fleeing without either book after having shot Kent.
Yes, but no, I think at the very least it's attempted murder on Holland, isn't it?
Yep.
Nigel, to you.
Right, okay.
Are you surprised that your plans don't seem to have taken effect yet?
It's been 2 days since you handed over bits and pieces.
Need to be three.
All of the plans, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's been opened.
No, they don't need to be open. It just have to be in your possession. And if you can't give it away to somebody, then after 3 days, you're trained for that. No, I see a report in the paper the following morning of the shooting at Delacy's house.
Yep.
Aha, I think.
Now, just a quick thing. You took me to... Did you take me to the cult's headquarters the previous evening?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Okay. So where are you? Are you with the cult?
This is almost a flash forward then, potentially.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, on Friday morning or whatever it is, I open the Times to see... Do I read the Times? No, I think I read the Daily Sketch. I open the paper to see on the info front page, shooting at millionaire's London townhouse. And it gives most of the details. It gives his name. It said he was being burglarised.
Ooh.
And his manservant was shot protecting his master.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, that's interesting.
Now, is Buckley named in the article as the suspect.
No.
Or,
good point. Yeah. Yeah, good call. Actually, yeah.
There, because the man with the gun on DeLacy's side is down. So he isn't pulling any triggers. DeLacy didn't say anything about a gun in his possession. And I'm sure the shock of shooting somebody dead and seeing the spray of blood against the... I don't know. Would it be a portrait of Her Majesty? No. His Majesty, I should say. It's George. Or would it be...
splattered across a previous DeLacy.
A previous DeLacy, yeah. Actually, I quite like the previous DeLacy.
Three
portraits ruined.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's rather
Bleach.
Great grandma.
Yes.
And I think, now,
Holland,
that
don't
is very suspicious. What has DeLacy got that somebody would want to take from him? I'm pretty sure that he's not. Well, what has DeLacy got that somebody would want to steal? Not much that I can think of. I mean, the man's an aristocrat and a fool.
Harsh.
He does know something about my past. So,
So is this going to be a scene between?
I'm going to have to.
Is this? Are you going to as such confront DeLacy as well?
I am going to have to contact DeLacy, find out more about the situation. Was he injured? I have to reassure him that at no time was I attempting to send somebody over to kill him, because I was so grateful for his aid in getting me out of the madhouse.
Mm.
So I go over, there's a policeman on the door. I say, I'm a friend of Mr. DeLacy's. And I step up the three steps, knock on the door. And the housemaid opens the door. Oh, I say. I guess the report in the paper was true. The trusty butler met his demise last night, at which he breaks out in tears.
The thing is, though, does DeLacy actually meet you? Because I think that that's the scene.
Well,
if DeLacy is willing to.
I pass my card to the young maid and say, I've come to offer my sympathies.
Question is, what happened to Buckland?
I'm going to say arrested. He shot somebody. You're not going to not... I think the whole...
Well, having shot somebody... You've legged it or you've been arrested.
Yeah.
And I think arrested.
That's what I mean. So,
legged it, fleeing the scene.
Have
you're already on... You're on the run, I think. Yeah. Having another person on the run, I think, just arrested.
Yeah. Has Buckland confessed to the robbery?
Good point. I would say no, because things have escalated. So with the whole sort of like, irrespective of what's happened to Holland, that's almost trumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police wouldn't be interested in a burglary now.
Yeah, in the scheme of things. Now there's a, whether it's murder or attempted murder. Because I think having that thread hanging between you two is...
So Delis is still on high alert. He's basically seeing... He's jumping at shadows.
Just a quick time out, just a suggestion alternatively, is that we're looking for a climax where all of the things come together. If you're on the run, I'm currently at the Colt's headquarters. Mm-hmm. Kent's at the Colt headquarters. Astley's going to be returning to the Colt's headquarters. If you're on the run, the place you'd likely go to is the Colt's headquarters.
And you know a place where he could be safe and secure from potential attackers.
So you could invite him to DeLacy, who's paranoid because this Buckley guy, who he doesn't know is part of your cult, is. So we could all draw it together into the one location.
we could do that. We don't necessarily have to because the way that's sort of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you could still draw enough of you, even if Buckley actually is
Buckley like gets sentenced to death.
I think that's the scene between you two then, is can Astley get De Lacy along to the cult's headquarters, I think is...
Yeah.
Right.
I say, old friend, I'm glad to see you in one piece. I was expecting to see you full of holes. These criminals
be random. Say what you really feel.
Be slotted.
Dreadful. I mean, burglary in your own home and confronted by a gun. And what about your poor butler?
Yes, Holland has been a faithful part of our family.
Is he all right?
His father's father.
He's been very grievously injured. It will take him some time to recover.
Oh. Damn, it's not murder then. Oh, sorry.
Right. Now, I understand that not only have you burglarised, you've now been assaulted in your own home with a man with a gun. I think it's time I took you to a safe place I know. It's this little house in the country. And we've got plenty of staff there to look after any guests. And we've put in the surrounding countryside people that are tuned to our way of life. So we're quite safe out there. If you could get your, perhaps a hunting jacket would be best for this inclement weather. And if we could take the closed top tourer, I should be able to direct you. Have one of your staff pack a bag for you. And I'll take you to this location where you'll be very, very safe.
That's a lot of very leading there. yes. Astley, I have a country estate with a large staff and weapons.
Oh, of course. Silly me, I was thinking you'd be safe in an anonymous country house that was not associated with your family and thus much more secret than your own country estate. I mean, it's published in Who's Who, so to be honest, anybody with access to a library can look up Who's Who and see where the De Lacy right. country house is, and come there with a horde of hoodlums. Oh, sorry, we've been watching too many American films. With a horde of ne'er-do-wells, and shoot the place up. If they come here with a handgun, goodness knows what artillery they'll bring with them. I've heard some of the Gatling guns have gone missing after the war.
Look,
well, he means Vickers guns, but Vickers he's got guns. No clue.
Yeah.
Astley.
Maxim guns.
We've known each other a long time, and your friends, they must be of the esoteric persuasion.
Oh,
yeah. Indeed. And if you think it proper, we can put some esoteric defences in place to prevent intrusion by these, as I said, ne'er-do-wells.
Would you happen to know anything about this robbery?
Only what I've read in the paper. I mean, somebody came in and used a pistol and shot your butler.
Yes.
I'm not sure the previous robbery would have even made the papers. It depends on whether you
of possibly in the 30s.
What do you make of this?
Oh!
I throw the Opus Dei letter.
Nice tilt. Nice use of the tilt there.
Opus Dei letter? Well, I gave that to someone else in the occult group to the mail. How come you've got it?
You gave them that.
I gave it to one of the people in my occult organisation to post.
What's so important about that? That somebody would try to kill Holland for it, Astley.
I have no idea. Why don't you open it and see?
How well does this scene go?
Well, it depends on if he opens it or not.
No, but are you? Does he resolve this one, or do we?
I think we resolve this one. I think. So,
because you designed the scene, so we resolve it. But, so we have to decide if it should end.
So I think it's almost our decision. Sorry to do this to you. It's about where you were. About I think it's. I think the positive or negative for Astley is whether De Lacy opens it or not. I think. I realise that's taking some. It's out of your hand.
Player agency. Player agency.
Or we can just roll a dice, odds and evens.
Right.
So
one, two, three.
Well, I'm going to suggest. Over. So you're feeling very paranoid at the moment.
I am very paranoid. I've already deliberately not read the manuscript that I knew that you gave me.
Good point, actually.
And there are lots of people around an estate who could read things for me.
Yeah.
So that's an option.
get a minion. Get the maid back into it. Red, fur eyes red from crying. Yeah, read this.
Oh, she can run through the woods with the whistling in the trees.
What do you think?
I don't think you'd open it, would you?
No. I think he's up to now.
Well, or he'd think it's a double bluff. It's like Astley.
That's true.
Because Astley knows that it wasn't meant for him. So Astley's saying, go and open it if you really want to. And like, so he's going, why would he want me to open something when it wasn't addressed to me? Maybe he does want me to open it, or maybe he doesn't want me to open it, and he's telling me to open it because he knows that I'm going to be paranoid and not open it.
Mm.
And so all these thoughts are going to be going around his head.
Well, I guess it hinges on whether you want to see why it's so important.
Fundamentally,
you don't care,
the question is not.
I want my stuff back.
But fundamentally, the question is not: do you or do you not open the envelope? It's this scene end well or badly for you?
That's
two separate things.
Good. That's actually that's a great point.
I think maybe this one ends badly for you. So far, things have actually been going very, very well for you.
No.
Yeah.
No, my plots have come to fruition yet.
That's true.
True, they haven't actually come...
Right. Okay.
It's true. They seem to be going well, but they actually haven't.
I would think that maybe De Lacy wants to keep an eye on Astley for a while. And maybe being paranoid, it's like keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. And you know that he's just told you that one of his cultists basically is the one responsible for threatening you at gunpoint. So it's like you're going, what exactly is going on here?
Yeah.
Possibly not at your orders, but you've just said... You gave that letter to one of your cultists, and then somebody was really desperate to get it back.
That's an odd set of coincidences, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically, yeah. So I would think that De Lacy would want to keep an eye on Astley.
Hmm.
maybe suggest Astley come to his country estate. And when Astley's going to refuse because he's too paranoid,
yeah,
you're maybe going
I'm not paranoid. I go to his country estate. I'm just not going to accept anything in an envelope from him.
Yeah. It depends on how you want it to play out.
So actually, one good ending could be you weigh up the things and you go, no, I'm not going to open this. And you agree either he's going to come with you or you're going to go with him.
Yeah.
So it ends well because he depends on you
mm-hmm.
for his protection.
Yeah.
And a good ending for him is you are still on his side.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's the key thing.
You resolve the tension.
Yes.
And
Like
a moment of high tension and all the strings.
Either I'm for him or against him. And that's the key decision, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Lee?
No, I agree.
Yeah, I think. So, which way do we think then?
Do Lacey ends up going with Astley back to the coal house?
Yeah.
Does not open the.
I would say it doesn't open the envelope.
But does go.
And I think he goes along and is still. Is going along, eyes wide open. I don't think you're going into it naively.
No, you're going keep your enemies close into it rather than...
You're going there half expecting it something to be awful.
All right.
Mm. I think, yeah.
Okay.
So, it's your scene next then.
It's all building to a cult HQ climax, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it might be, but remember, the third act doesn't necessarily need to be there.
Mm.
It could be. Or it couldn't be, because what we could almost do is end up going round and the aftermath is actually what happens there.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So we don't feel like we have to bring it to an end there. It could, as I say.
And you can still, remember, you can still do flashbacks and similar.
Right,
And if you want to be really awkward, flash forwards.
Mm. Flashback scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In discussion with Detective Superintendent Marsh.
Ooh. Okay.
We're discussing the robbery and the assault upon my life.
Okay.
Delacy say something like this. So, Superintendent, clearly there are people who wish grievous harm to myself and my family who have committed such, are set on committing such. You have one person in custody? Or has he escaped?
No, he's in custody. Escaped.
One person still at large?
For a lesser offence, certainly, sir. I wouldn't deny that. But, you know, the attempted murder and all that, and we do have somebody in custody for that. And obviously we are continuing our investigations regarding the other incident.
Well, let me say this, Superintendent. Frankly, I'm expecting a grave matters. And I'm demanding a police protection.
A man of your social standing, that would be perfectly acceptable to the Metropolitan Force. I wouldn't expect anything less, to be fair, sir. It's a man of your, as I say, your social standing, that's the sort of thing we would happily do.
Very good. I shall look forward to... the men that you will send to protect me round the clock.
Oh, yes. Gets his notebook.
They will be discreet.
Plain clothes, obviously. Sir. Yes. Sir, yes.
Thank you.
Makes it scribbled nose. Oh, shall I go now, sir?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't let me detain you.
I think that's positive for you.
That's clearly positive.
Thank you all.
Kent.
Kent.
Kent as such. Final scene.
Should we have a flashback some time? Like 1910?
Ooh! Mm.
A summer's evening.
Oh.
On the river.
Oh, yes. Come on, then. Could this perhaps be involving Kent and Fox?
Yes.
Could this perhaps
involve a punt?
This is, yeah, this is it. Well, so
I'm just... No, no, go on, sorry.
No, no, this is the third or fourth time you've demanded money.
Of course.
But not the punt yet. I think we would meet on the bridge across the river to have it out.
Is there going to be any element of the tilt of the tables turning here?
Cold. Yeah, there could be, yeah. I mean,
cold bloody score settled. Duke! That's in.
Well, actually, yeah, on the flip side, I was just thinking sort of like.
I don't know.
Right, well, the table's been turned on me because I can't get my friendly protector to come with me to the cult house.
So, oh, no, he said that.
No,
was
I'm
good,
going. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were having the police protection.
Yes, that's separate. They're
separate.
Plain clothed, following me.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Completely unbeknownst to me.
To be fair, if I'm blackmailing him and then dead, that's a sudden reversal.
That almost doesn't have to write itself. It's a done deal.
But,
perhaps he doesn't succumb to the duckweed, swims to the reeds, climbs out, and... flees to Spain.
And then dies in Spain.
Well, put it this way, we know Fox is dead no matter what.
Died in the bombing of Guernica.
Evening. Mr. Kent.
Yes, you called me here again, Fox.
Come on, to a man like you, it's hardly a problem.
We had an agreement. You seem to keep... breaking that agreement.
Circumstances change. Well, what's it to you anyway?
It's the principle, isn't it?
When did you start having principles?
I've got high, very high principles.
You just don't get caught.
He says that almost with a straight face.
We had a business transaction. And you're the one who's reneged on it, and you're the one who's demanding money.
You've done rather well from it.
Neither here nor there. My position was just cemented by your work, which you were engaged and handsomely rewarded for. And I think that's finished. This will be the last time we will meet. Is that clear?
I think that's... we shall see.
No. Is that clear, folks?
I don't like your tone, Kent.
Well, you like my money, though, don't you?
I like everyone's money.
Yes.
It all tastes the same.
Yes, you do. So,
to be reasonable. Don't make such a meal out of all this.
Well, we don't want to both lose, do we? But, look, I've come prepared to... agree for this payment, but that is it. And here we are. This is what you've got coming, and it's a cosh.
Smack straight over the bridge.
Into the river.
Right.
Hold him down with a pump arm.
Do we think that's positive or negative for Kent?
Oh, come on, that's positive.
It's the start of his slide. Yeah.
I know. That's what I mean, isn't it? Negative or is it positive?
Yeah. It's not for me to decide, is it?
All the things that Kent has had to do since then.
Yeah.
Everything stems from that one act.
So I think that makes it negative, actually.
I think it all stems from when he decided to get Fox to be successful.
It's more often Kents when something
big. Kents have been doing that for generations.
When he started being obnoxious to folks was really the problem.
So the Kents have been doing that for generations.
Yeah. It's true.
Right, four.
It's my last scene.
Yeah. I mean, I like that as a fight. Well, it's not it's your final. So you've still got the aftermath, which is.
Mm. Okay, now, I was thinking that I'm trapped in the. I'm.
If you want to do your scene first, we can do that.
I'm imagining. I'm imagining that the cult things, they'd still have lulled me into a false sense of security. With Astley off premises, they'd probably show me to a room and keep me locked in until Astley returns.
Until you're needed.
Until I'm needed. And they'll go, yes, we'll take care of you later, that's fine. Meanwhile, I'll read the tome. I've got nothing else to do. So, presumably within your tome may be recorded the fact that Kent has been... who you've been blackmailing, perhaps?
Yeah, I think I see it as a sort of combination, occult researchers and diary.
So ooh, I could do So I could do summon you back if it's in code. It's presumably in code, so you can give me the key to some of the stuff, and then I realise that Kent. But then there's a ritual to, and perhaps you then flash back to the fact that Kent is in fact. Your thing, and is there a ritual to perhaps in the Book of Shadows to strengthen you so other people apart from me and you can wreak your revenge on Kent?
Let's find out.
So I do that. So we can.
Yeah.
Ritually. So that's perhaps yes. And so I, while I'm locked in the bedroom waiting for the cultists to come and get me, I do the ritual. Because I'm running out of options. I'm thinking I'm leaving the country. I may as well sort him out.
So
I return from the Bodleian, presumably.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because you've been stuck in the Bodleian. So.
And then power you up. But I don't know, is that your scene or my scene?
I think I'd be happy, as you said, run it just as combined.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be hard to work out dice though.
I'm losing your support, so I'm not sure whether that's going to be a negative dice and then you're being powered up, which should be a positive dice, but that's just me being biased.
Well, they'll get to choose, so
yeah.
Okay, where do we not start?
I think it's a good outcome for Fulks.
Yes.
So, do we
want to roleplay it, or are we happy with?
Do you want to roleplay part of it?
Or,
I'm happy to throw in that. I think maybe roleplay it just to see where we go with actually more of what happens regarding Meryl, because exactly as Nigel says. Fox is getting a positive here.
Mm.
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say that what Meryl is this positive or negative for Meryl almost.
Yeah. I think it might be simple if we just call this my scene.
Okay, yeah. You know what?
And then you resolve your scene later.
Yeah.
Right. So
okay.
Do you want to take a positive and we just take that as your scene?
Or do you want to roleplay it? I don't.
Let's do a bit of role playing at least.
Okay. Summon you, Eustace Fawkes, return to the stage.
Oh, that place is so dusty.
Back in the room.
Where are you? You don't recognise this place?
I don't know. Kent brought me here.
Kent?
I know, but I'm not. I don't entirely trust him.
Of course not!
I'm running out of time.
Why?
It's that big hulking figure and that alerted that made me have to run. It's like, the police, I ran into some police outside. They were on, the alarm had been triggered how the police responded, and they saw me underneath the streetlight. So it's like, I'm pretty sure I need to leave the country now.
And they said, come with us, Lily Marlene.
So I legged it, got the, and then tried to trade that Book of Shadows with Kent. Kent said he could get me out of the country. And, you know, he's like, he's a bit of a shady sort. So yes. He knows. He's the sort of person that would know those kind of people. So it's like, but yes, I'm going to. So this area, I'm not sure how exactly all this haunting works. I thought I'd better do right by you because you've done all right by me before I leave. So I've got your book.
A book? Yes.
So what's in this book? What's so important about this book?
I think I can touch the book.
Yeah.
Without.
Yeah. Differently from other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Staying in the library helped you then.
Yes.
Is he holding it the right way up then?
Yeah. He's holding it at all, right? Is it?
That.
So what's that?
He killed me. I knew it. Oh,
who killed you?
Actually, yeah, he didn't know, did he?
He killed me! Kent! The bastard killed me!
Steady on, old boy. Steady on.
Oh, Kent.
You, Kent. I think that's definitely, it's a positive for Fox. Okay. He knows.
Are you all right? Okay. Is there anything else I can do to help? You said the book was important. It's obviously, it's obviously unlocked some memories for you. Memories you need to explore.
Complete. But I feel there's something left to do.
Oh. And somehow across all the miles, my gaze still falls.
No. How close is Kent? Because Kent, well, I don't know whether you're at the cult.
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't think you would have stuck around.
No.
Because I've got the Book of Shadows.
You've got what you wanted. Yeah. I think use the aftermath to wrap up exactly. So
after I've taken this positive dice. Okay. You're locked in a room.
Yeah, I'm locked in a room.
But you've got a helpful ghost now.
But do I know he's a helpful ghost or have you just vanished?
No, I'm right. I'm still gloating.
Okay. So it's like so. Can you find out if they are actually going to let me go? Can you?
What do you mean? Things?
Well,
you can't go.
Well, I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to leave the country because it's like they're going to get me out. But Kent has told me that I'm going to. But you've just told me that Kent's a murderer.
Yes.
So I'm not entirely trusting that Kent's got my best interests at heart.
Or perhaps you should leave.
Okay. So
let's go.
Okay, but
come with me if you want to live.
Okay. He's got knowledge from beyond the grave. Okay. Are you leading?
I will go through the door.
Okay.
And wait for you to follow me.
Okay. Go.
What?
Go with the.
Seems you can't trust him, can you?
No, the door's locked.
Still locked.
Still locked.
We've established that I'm some kind of wizard. So, do you want this scene to end well for him, or to end badly?
No, let's go for badly. Let's go for badly that you can't actually unlock the door.
You can tell people that you see dead people.
I was going to just open this book of spells.
After discovering that you've been murdered, is that good for your sanity or bad for your sanity?
Bad for sanity.
I was going to say it's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's face it.
No.
I mean, I think it was a positive thing in some ways, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's been good for him.
I'm wanting a big like showdown with the cultists.
I think you're going to get it.
So I think it's like I think the door's locked, and I go along with them. Where and you hold it, and then we can play out.
I think negative dice, and I think no matter what Fawkes does, he can't get you out of that room.
Yeah.
And then we play out the final bit. Like, and then who gets the last?
So I get the last one.
Yeah.
So it can be, doesn't matter if it's negative or positive, the colour, when I roll, the colour runs. So what I think I will do is, seeing as I'm in prison, unless, has anyone got any thoughts? Because I was thinking, actually, I might skip my last scene, because I'm in custody, and just take that die, do the roll, and do my aftermath, and start with me.
Yeah. Right, sounds good.
Yeah. Right, if you could just pass that down, because then also that shows how the aftermath works. So, you roll your dice, and it subtract higher from lower, and then I'll pass this round, and it's just a case of you subtract lowest from highest, and that gives you your colour and your score.
Can I?
Sorry?
Before we do the end of it, can I just nip to the toilet?
Yep, of course.
I think that sounds like a good place to just...
Should we then just have a quick... Break? Yeah, because I'll wind up into the toilet as well. And what we'll do, we'll just go around. The way I've always done it is, how many dice you've got is how many short scenes you've got. And there is sort of like, just sort of like a few sentences type thing for each scene. I shall roll or arch. We'll wait till he comes back.
Yeah.
Right.
Tension.
And now's your chance to think about actually how it's going to, the aftermath is going to play out. So certainly I think for yourself is going to be, actually, do you really get away?
Do you really?
I shouldn't think so.
And mind you, in the same way, what's going to happen to Astley?
Do you want to stick some contact details in there for me about that matter?
Astley's fine. He's still planning to sacrifice your sister.
Eventually, he'll get round to it. He's got a cue. It's hard to have a story that ends in a cult headquarters.
That isn't a story, isn't it?
How is it going to be anything other than a fiasco?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to time this about right.
Yeah.
Which genuinely surprised me. Our worry was we were going to rip through this.
Yeah.
And we're going to be sat twiddling our thumbs. Yeah.
No, I think this is...
Now we'll have time to tidy up and...
What time is it?
5 something.
It is 6:15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Paul, I checked with Paul, we don't have to be out dead on 7, but...
Oh, okay. But no, I mean, with the little shorts, that should be really good. I think if you want to pop to the loo, you could probably pop to the ladies.
Shh. Yeah, go on then.
Just block the door. Whistle.
I'm going to go and grab some more tea. Still got some shots left on my drinks card. I'm not going to get thermal.
Never
mind. That's been a good game.
Yes. Some nice twists and turns.
It is.
That's a the good man.
There was a cue for the... I think Jim just went for a cup of tea, I think.
So,
I think Shin just went for he went with his mug in his hand, so he's not nipped to the toilet.
No,
he's
going to get some tea.
You sure? As soon as he's back, then. I have just noticed the photo has caught you with glasses on.
Yeah.
Awesome. How do they decide what more books do they purchase for here?
Yeah, it's the way that York libraries work is that if someone requests it, they buy it.
Buy it, yeah.
Because there's obvious demand there.
Yeah.
And then they basically say what's on, what are other library authorities buying?
Yes. Yeah,
and what's on the bestseller lists?
I suppose to a certain degree, looking around, I don't feel there's many bestsellers here with the best will in the world.
Not in this section. No, but if you look in the centre.
Fair point. Yeah. Right. So. Mm. Oh. So. 12-2 is going to take me to 10-white. Oh. Actually, fantastic. So, 10-white is not too shabby. You've made it out with dignity intact through some fluke. There might be a little profit or self-respect or something. Time to throw a little party for all your friends. So, I think, obviously, so, during my trial... It goes just mistrial is called quite comfortably. Buckley is able to claim unfair arrest and receives a reasonable payout from the Metropolitan Police Force. If it was Met, was it Met in 1930?
Yeah.
It's enough after the liquidation of his collection to his stock. To allow him to live comfortably in a small Scottish island, small place, whiling away his days. And quite frankly, he knows how easily he got away with it.
Nice.
Over to you then. Oh, 12.
Mm.
Oh, so almost the same.
Not too shabby, it is exactly the same. He made it out with dignity intact through some fluke. Would that in view involve exploding rooms going off? And
it could do. The only thing is, remember, it's just for how it affects you. So it's not a case of bumping off other characters.
But certainly any number of non-player characters may have... Yeah. Yeah. Experienced unfortunate rune based explosions.
Absolutely, yes.
That happens.
There's a little profit. I'm not sure where I got a little profit from.
It doesn't have to be necessarily financial profit.
Just get a new publishing deal.
Oh,
a new publisher.
Time for a little party for all your friends.
I think I know what the little party is.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the great working works. And he gets a new publisher.
Oh,
so
ten. Genuinely, this doesn't happen that often. I honestly.
Positive 10 for DeLacy.
That's okay. It's what we're
10-white as well.
Unlikely to get 10-white again.
Which is the same as so.
DeLacy. Assists the police in clearing up the horrendous cult that has attempted to kill him and abduct him and robbed him. He's commended and he ends up getting a knighthood.
Oh!
He manages to rebuild his collection from the one that was liquidated. has a comfortable life after that.
Oh. Right, over to Lee. Do you want to pass the...
It's 11 black.
11 black?
Wow. Wow, that is very good. That's an amazing... Yeah,
It's got a lot of dice.
Yeah.
You roll a 6, a 5, and a 4 on the black dice, and then double 2 on the...
All things considered, you're coming out of this smelling like a rose. You're a little better off. Maybe you got the girl, maybe you just didn't get caught.
Luckily he rolled before me, because that clears something.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, but I can't do anything that would directly affect...
No, but it tells me how you end up.
Yeah, that's true. So...
You give up your need for vengeance to help.
I think one of them is stop snorting mummy dust and parchment.
I think, yeah, you get it.
Cuts ties with yes. delayed
things. Perhaps no longer needs to.
Longer needs to. Because, use the book, obviously not realising it was the wrong book, but it's... Yeah.
But things stop happening, so it's obviously...
Things stopped happening, probably more to do with his ex-mummy dust habit.
More coincidence than intention.
And he also had the Book of Shadows, which he could then sell, because once he had it and enacted the ritual that was in there, so he made a tidy profit from that.
I know, because you'd offer...
Well, I think he's going to grind. I don't mind if you grind it up. I'm not snorting it anymore.
That must be saving you a fortune.
Isn't it? Yeah, so
you wouldn't make a profit on it because you bought it for 125%.
And best of all, it seemed that anyone that knew about any of his past deeds just evaporated.
Gone.
Never to bother me again.
So
as is right and proper.
To carry on with the Kent tradition.
And his bookhound skills are bolstered because he got the book that no one else could get hold of.
Yes, good point there.
Wait, they're cancelling out. So I've got a black 7.
Oh.
Pathetic. You'll suffer. Oh dear God, will you suffer? And everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense and decency. You're probably going to be locked up too. This is interesting because I'm already dead.
It means you get bound into the tunnel.
Yeah, I think...
You accidentally do it to yourself.
Well, we have established that the room that I'm currently in is about to be invaded by a bunch of cultists.
Oh, yeah?
Who would probably very much like to take hold of any occult tomes they see floating around.
Literally floating.
And we'll then presumably read it and share the contents.
Oh, yeah.
Which is all about my private life.
Yeah.
And everybody knows.
Yeah. Rather, nobody has the codes. So all the really juicy bits nobody knows, but about the blackmail, but all the sordid, like.
Yeah.
Like
so.
Oh, what was it? Like Samuel Pepe. Samuel Pepys wrote about how I had a great looseness of the bowels.
So the cult gets hold of my Book of Shadows.
Yeah.
And obviously seals it away from possible occult things with various wards.
Poisonous toads, I think. Yeah,
seals it away from poisonous toads.
Yeah, poisonous toads.
Mm-hmm.
I am left haunting your occult mansion.
Yes.
For however long it takes until the book decays, probably.
Okay, yeah.
We throw it in the river.
And my, all of my work is lost and is misused by these terrible satanic cultists. While I am left to fume, knowing that from the bits and pieces of gossip I pick up from cultists around the place, that this bastard has got away with it.
Ever after.
Yeah, yes.
Right, okay. Let's find out how badly things go for me. So 4-13.
That's
awesome. Insanely great. You will emerge not only unscathed, but if there's a girl involved, she's dropping her drawers. No girl involved. Maybe one. Hang on. What about the sister? No, we didn't include the sister, did we?
Okay. Well, she was going to get sacrificed, so she might well be in the same mansion.
There was talk of a sacrifice. All right. Okay. You might even get rich off this caper. Who knows? Time for a new ride. Okay. Basically, I think I'm going to, when the cultists, I realise that the cultists come, that they acquire the term, I'm going, what's going on? I realise things aren't going to go well for me. Kent's betrayed me, but I don't care about that. Or maybe the cultists have betrayed Kent as well. I think it's before Astley returns, there will be a great shootout.
Obviously.
I will rescue the girl who's obviously being prepared for sacrifice by the cult.
She's in his guys.
Yeah. And snatch the jewels that's off the...
from the altar.
So from the altar, yes. Grab the jewelled icon with the made of gold. There's
a pepper shaker.
Yeah, the pepper shaker. Jewelled pepper shaker. And leg it with the girl at the door and steal the really, really posh car off the top and go and live like king on the continent, at least until the
next. Until the start of the Second World
War. I'll emigrate to America, so get away from all this European nonsense. So I'll be in Canada, where nobody wanted and have a nice ranch up in Canada. I think.
Congratulations. Yes. Mm. Yes. Well, that wasn't much of a fiasco, really, was it?
No, everybody landed up well, except for the ghost.
Except for the one who was already
dead.
Fantastic. Let's get a group shot of the paraphernalia.
Of course. Right. So that's our two go together.
Them two.
So many dice.
So, I'm sorry, Eustace. I did what you wanted.
You were dead at the start.
Oh, yes,
you know what it goes badly wrong for.
Get me the book. Okay, I've got you the book. Now what?
Oh, I'm going to start the book Fraternity.
Start as you mean to go on, that's what I'm saying.
I'm losing it, Wes.
Trying to put everything in order.
I'm trying to put it in the... No, that's
so actually if you would that be better there then? Because then
yes,
that's
right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So if you use that. There we go.
Magic.
Yeah, those connections worked out really well.
Yeah.
Ish. Have you got your dice as well?
So many dice.
Yeah, that definitely felt like a the middle book in a series where the antagonists and the protagonists all survive past the end of the book. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, and of course. You don't realise that I'm still around and therefore you could summon me.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
That's actually cruel on you.
Yeah. Just got to twist that knife a little bit.
No, yeah, just keep twisting it.
I've stopped taking multiple pictures of this. Come on,
fam. You all dead yet? I've been dead.
He was
time.
Already dead.
He was already dead. And then now he's been locked away in the tome of his own making.
Yeah.
His spirit's been locked away in the tome and then to be seen by Nevermore.
Shame.
Yeah. Whereas his murderer got away scot-free.
Yeah. Everyone else is absolutely fine.
Yeah. Of course, Lee, it had to be you.
The way the game works is like...
People blackmail you, Freddie. What do you do? Yeah. You let them do it once, twice. After that, you've got to stop it.
Basically, everybody gets got not too shabby, except for Shin, who got pathetic, and me, who got awesome. So it's like,
I was doing fine until the scene ended well for me, right at the end.
Until the scene ended well, yeah.
Can this go wrong? How can this go wrong?
Chris, Lucky gave into his true heritage as a worm creature that lives beneath the soil. So.
Oh, right. Nice.
Yeah. Everyone else committed suicide.
That's some success.
That's a game.
Well, thank you all very much for playing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for running.
Facilitating.
Yeah, that was tremendous fun.
You did try and bring the cult into it, the cult ritual, but it never really kind of worked out.
As I say, it's certainly all the times that you just find that some threads just fall away because you just.
Yeah, because I mean, we had quite a lot of still occult stuff in it. It could easily have lent heavily into the cult.
Yes. Yeah. But yes, Jimmy, thank you very much for playing.
Yeah.
I think hopefully that will work out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was great fun.
The random map.
Thanks for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed that little adventure. You can find us, and more podcast episodes even, if you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. That's hyphenated. I'm old school. I set up years ago with hyphens. Can't do anything about it now. Bookhounds of London was written by Kenneth Height and published by Pelgrane Press. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetana. The episode theme is Ghost Dance by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com, used under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license. Ta-ra!